Gee, your station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Man in the Morning.
On a leash, animal lovers keep birds in a cage. Animal lovers, they go to the zoo. Animal lovers, they do. On a leash, animal lovers keep birds in a cage. Animal lovers, they go to the zoo. Animal lovers, they do.
Animal lovers keep dogs on a leash. Animal lovers keep birds in a cage. Animal lovers, they go to the zoo. These animal lovers, they.
And good evening. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And starting off the program tonight, you heard a very interesting home wave, kind of experimental track from a project called Influenza Prods. And this one came out, I think, way back in the 70s, in the 80s. And it was by a Italy-based duo. And they put out this really interesting album called Memoir, and you heard the track called Animal Lovers, and it's a duo of Bruno De Angelis and Giovanni Gulinello, and they met in London, and they made this very interesting project. And I think, let me see, it was just reissued by Left Ear Records, and once again, that's Influenza Prods. Very interesting 80s experimental bedroom kind of pop. Definitely worth checking out more from. And I'm your host, P-Bone. I'll be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of the new stuff I've been checking out recently. And up next, we're going to hear the Tess Robey album that I played a little while ago, just because it's so great. I want to play it again. And we're going to hear something from the Ideas of Space album. We're going to hear a track off of this one. Something called Path, and this is one of the tracks that has a music video for it. You can check it out on her Bandcamp page, which is tessrobey.bandcamp.com. She's based out of Montreal, and let me see. Up next, we're going to hear a reissue, from a very interesting 1989 artist named Sean Pittman, and she's making some really great kind of early 90s R&B soul, kind of gets influenced by a lot of kind of early 90s soul type music, similar to, I guess she does get comparison to Paul Abdul, but a really interesting Detroit release that was reissued by Dark Entries Records. Simply called Dreams, and we're going to hear the track off of it, something called I'm Losing Control. There's actually only two tracks, and then there's two remixes, I should say, on this. And once again, that's Sean Pittman, and she's based out of Detroit. So we'll hear these two artists, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Tess Roby, followed by Sean Pittman. This track is called Path.
You're looking down, I'm reaching out. If only I could see it like you do.
Swamp!
It's Music Waste.
Music Waste Festival is bringing back live shows with a sparkle this spring from June 2nd to 5th.
Very cool.
Check out local faves, not-so-local faves, and live debuts from solo folk to full-on screamo,
wow,
including Big Rig, The Golden Age of Wrestling, Hermit,
I love that,
Hallelujah Hi Lou, Francis Baptiste,
no way,
and Apollo Ghosts. The 52 bands are enchanting audiences across East Vancouver stages at Kingsgate Mall, Redgate Art Society, The Wise, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, and more. Festival passes are just $25
deal,
and get you into all Music Way shows.
Are you looking to hear me?
You can also pay $10. No one turned away for lack of funds at the door. Artways will be running out of Red Gate Gallery throughout the weekend, with flash tattoos, whoa, physical art, and an interactive digital gallery designed by Cyber Warehouse's Sam Hurl. Go to musicwaste.ca to learn more and get your festival pass now.
I'm there.
Join us every Saturday from 8 till noon for Saturday's Edge with your host, Steve Edge, as he guides you on a journey to world and roots music, with African, Latin, and European music in the first half, followed by Celtic, blues, songwriters, and Cajun in the second half.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. That was Sean Pittman with a track called I'm Losing Control off the Dreams release that was just reissued by Invisible City Editions Records, which is based out of Toronto. Check it out at invisiblecityeditions.com. And that was a reissue from 1989 from a Detroit soul singer named Sean Pittman. Really great stuff. Prior to that, you heard something from Tess Roby with a track called Path. It's off the Ideas of Space album that just came out. And this one is doing pretty well on the National Campus Radio charts. And a lot of the other stations like CITR are playing that, as well as CITR. So it means a lot of stations in Canada are playing that. So anyways, you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock, and I'm your host, P-Bone. I'm going to be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, playing a lot of, indie stuff to start out with. Later on, we'll get into a lot of experimental and electronic music. But for the next little while, we're going to be hearing kind of a garage and punk for the next little bit. So the past few months, I've been playing some new stuff from the Edmonton band at Choke, and very excited to announce that they have brand new music out, first time in something like 17 years. The new song called Out of Sync was just put out this week, and it definitely has that classic Choke sound. We're going to hear that track, and they do have some tour dates coming up, but unfortunately no Vancouver dates specifically, but perhaps there'll be some Vancouver shows in the future, as they are doing quite a few shows this summer. But yeah, once again, new stuff from Choke, singles called Out of Sync. After that, we're going to hear something from the Toronto band called Pup. That one is also doing pretty good, and I think the National Campus Radio charts are playing this one quite a bit. So we're going to hear something from Pup, and then I guess we'll see what we get to after that. New album was just put out, let me see, a few months ago. But anyways, I'm going to stop rambling. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is brand new stuff from Choke. This is a track called Out of Sync, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
up your memory before they came for you. Monitor was blue, but your data's all stored. And when they come back with your new body, I'll load you into the new machine again, bring you back to me. And when your motor died, so did I. It was a slow decline.
CITR 101.9.
CITR 101.9 FM.
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 CITR, Voices of UBC.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone. Be with you until 9 p.m. tonight, and what we just heard was something from Pop, a track called Robot Writes a Love Song, is off the Unraveling of Pop the Band that was just released. And prior to that was Edmonton's Choke with a track called Out of Sync, the new single, so it's first new music in something like 17 years from Choke. And we're gonna keep going with some more kind of garagey experimental and punk music, post-punk or whatever. In this next set, we're going to hear something from Susans, a interesting group out of Toronto, I believe, and they're out on the Painter's Tape label, which is based out of Detroit. They're a trio, and we're going to hear a track called Toro, which is off the self-titled release. Check this out at painterstapes.bandcamp.com. After Susans, we're going to hear something from the Pink Mountain Tops. That's right, Steve McBean has a new release out called Peacock Pools, and we're going to hear a track off of it, something called All This Death Is Killing Me. This one has a little bit more of a kind of punk edge, and it has a lot of artists like Stephen McDonald of Red Cross. Dale Crover of Melvins is also on this, so it's a little bit more kind of a punky garage punk edge to this release. Once again, it's called Peacock Pools, and I think they're based in Los Angeles right now, not Vancouver. But anyways, we're going to hear the track called All This Death Is Killing Me after the Pink Mountaintops. I guess it's just Pink Mountaintops. There's no the. We're going to hear something from a hardcore punk band called Crisis Man, a California group with a release called Asleep in America. New track out, or new release out. And we're going to hear a track called Flag of Dread, and this one you can check out at crisisman.bandcamp.com. Really great punk and hardcore release from this group. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from a group called Susans. This track is simply called Toro, right here on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah.
we're back. That was Crisis Man with a track called Flag of Dread off the Asleep in America release. And that one was put out on Digital Regress Records. Before Crisis Man, you heard a track from Pink Mountain Tops with a track called All This Death Is Killing Me off the Peacock Pools album. And very much a very punk, grungy edge in this release. And it's the first release in 8 years from Pink Mountain Tops. The new release is called Peacock Pools. And once again, that's the work of Stephen McBean, the Black Mountain frontman. I think formerly based in Vancouver, but I think now in Los Angeles. And you can check it out at pinkmountaintops.bandcamp.com. Before that was something from Susan's out of Toronto with a track called Toro off the self-titled release out on Painters Tapes Records, which is a Detroit-based label. Painterstapes.bandcamp.com is where you can check out all of their releases. And we're going to keep going with some more music on in this vein, I guess a little bit more punk garage. And we're going to hear something from No Frills, out of Toronto with a track called a release called Downward Dog. Very Canadian, I guess kind of Vancouver sounding project. But from No Frills, we're going to hear a track called Copycat. And I do believe they're a 5-piece out of Toronto. NoFrillsMusic.bandcamp.com is where you can check this out. After No Frills, we're going to hear something from a release from a group called Barry out of London with a track called No More Boys off a 7-inch called Neolithic Homo 6 backed with No More Boys, 2-track release. And this is a London-based group, 4-piece. You can check it out at burytheband.bandcamp.com. Kind of a queer punk garage, not garage, has a little bit of kind of K Records, Kill Rock Stars kind of sound to it. Really cool stuff. Definitely will be checking out some more from Barry. But anyways, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from No Frills off the album called Downward Dog. This track is called Copycat. And that was something from Barry with a track called No More Boys. That's off the 7-inch called Neolithic Homo Sex, backed with No More Boys. And prior to that, you heard something from No Frills with a track called Copycat off the Downward Dog release. No Frills are a Toronto-based group. And right now on Canada Post Rock, we're going to move into a little bit different territory and get to some kind of more experimental music. And up next, we're going to hear an interesting Swedish project from a project from a group called Blod. They have a release out called Pilgrim's Sanger, and we'll hear a track called Varens Forsta Skrot, and this is out on the Discreet Music label, which is a Sweden-based label and a record shop and distribution channel, I guess. Check it out at Discreet Music, gbg.bandcamp.com. But anyways, Blod is a kind of experimental Swedish project, kind of noisy field recordings and just various interesting experimental music from Sweden. Anyways, we'll hear that track, and then after that we're going to hear something from Black Truffle Records, which is a Australian label that's run by Oren Ambarchi, the ambient drone artist, and they put out some really great experimental stuff on this label. Check it out at blacktrufflerecords.bandcamp.com. But their latest release is something from Julia Reedy and a release called World in World, making some experimental guitar works and kind of ambient drone-y stuff. Really, really cool stuff. But we're going to hear a track from Julia Reedy, something called, what do they have queued up? Something called Holding On To. And Julia Reedy is a Berlin-based experimental guitarist. So we'll hear these two tracks, and then I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR, all the way from Sweden, this is a group called Blod. Thank you.
coming all the way from New Zealand, indie pop band The Beths play the Hollywood Theater on June 6th. Book your tickets now at hollywoodtheater.ca.
Looking for some outdoor relaxation? Come and take a yoga class with Matt Collective. Running Mondays through Thursdays, Matt Collective offers classes and events at iconic Vancouver locations like Canada Place, Stanley Park, and Kitts Beach. Visit mattcollective.com for more information. That's mattcollective.com.
From Black Truffle Records, that was Julia Reedy with a track called Holding On To. And Julia Reedy is a Berlin-based experimental guitar player. And before that, the experimental flute track that you heard was something from Blod, B-L-O-D, and a track called Verens Forsta Skrot is off the Pilgrim Songer release, a very experimental release that's based on religion and Swedish Christian parish culture is what it says on the Bandcamp page, and that's out on the Discrete Music label, which is a Swedish based label. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM, and hope everyone's doing pretty good on this very nice, well, kind of nice weekend. And don't forget to head to CITR.ca if you missed anything that I said. And you could always add your favorite CITR show to your favorite podcast device. And right now we're going to move into some electronic territory, and we're going to hear something from a release from an artist named Eric Lanham. He's got a new release out called Objet Dirt out on the Soda Gong label. And we're going to hear a track called CSFEO Alt, kind of a more IDM type sounding electronica. But we're going to hear that track, and then we'll get back to you after we hear from another artist that I've recently checked out but not too familiar with, a New York-based producer named Sueya. A new release out called Existence is on the PTP label, which is her own label, Sueya's label. And we're going to hear a track off of it called Methods of Protection. And let me see. Yeah, I think we'll just hear these two tracks, and we'll get back to you, talk to you some more right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is from Eric Lanham. This track is called CSFEO Alt.
Thank you.
Methods of Protection is the track by New York producer Swaya, and that's off the release called Existence. And that was just recently put out. I think it's just an EP. Yeah, it's only 7 tracks. It's out on the PTP record label. Before that, you heard Eric Lanham with a track called CSFEO Alt off the Object Dirt release out on Soda Gong Records. A little bit more jarring, very hyperkinetic IDM tracks. But once again, that's something from Eric Lanham, who's out on the Soda Gong label, which is a Cincinnati-based label. But Eric Lanham is a Florida-based DJ. You're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear something from Black Rave Culture. They have a new release out. Volume 2 is what we're going to hear. And this is out on the, well, it's on their own label, Black Rave Culture. And they're a Washington trio making some really, really great dance floor, futuristic jungle kind of tracks. From Black Rave Culture Volume 2, we're going to hear a track called Activate. Then after that, we're going to hear an artist that I played, a group that I played a few weeks ago, and that's something from Philemon Kasi out on the Naiji Tapes label out of Uganda, a release called Ama Gogela. We'll hear the opening track called I Don't Feel My Legs, really killer party track, and this album is so good. Discovered it a few weeks ago, and I like to think that I picked it up before Pitchfork did, because not too long after I played this, Pitchfork got word of it. But anyways, we're gonna hear that, and you can check out more music from this really great label at naijitapes.bandcamp.com. And so we'll hear these two artists, and I'll get back to you and talk to you some more. So right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from Black Rave Culture. This track is called Activate.
This November, CITR presents the award-winning Remembrance Day special, At Home and Overseas, based on the book Six Warriors by Barry Broadfoot. More than two dozen Vancouver actors recreate the personal stories of those who experienced firsthand what life was like in Canada. Every Friday at noon, CITR takes you on a journey through Thunderbird Radio Land. A journey of sound and song, of words and music, of the now and then, of the right here and the far away. It's the Eclectic Lunch, every Friday at 12 noon on Thunderbird Radio, 101.9 FM in beautiful Vancouver.
Munazin de Puzangestro.
It's so mama, it's so. What don't you got? It's so mama, it's so.
And from Fila Mulcahy, that was a track called I Don't Feel My Legs off the Ama Gogela release. And that was just put out on Naiji Tapes. And Fila Mulcahy are a Durban trio, making some really, really great music. Really excited for this release. And I think it may be in my top 10 for this year, but I guess we'll see at the end of the year. Anyways, before that, you heard something from Black Rave Culture with a track called Activate off the BRC Volume 2 release that came out on their own label. And you can check it out at blackraveculture.bandcamp.com. And they're a Washington-based trio. And you're tuned in to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. And up next, we're going to hear some kind of minimal house from a 90s release from Farben. And this one came out in the, I think, 1998, but it was just reissued and remastered by Fytich Records. And really, really great kind of dance floor minimal techno. And it's kind of a longer form tracks on this. They clock in at around seven minutes or so. So we're going to hear one track called Bow Tone. Then I'll probably be able to get back to you and talk to you some more and just play one short track to end off the night. So anyways, right here on CITR, all the way from 1998, this is Farben with a track called something called Bow Tone, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. And this track is actually called FF, not Bow Tone, right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Farben. And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. And what you just heard was something from a new release out from, or a reissue from Farben, the 1998 album called Techstar. He has a track called FF. And thanks for tuning in this week. I'll be back next week with some more music, and keep it locked on CITR for more great programming. And I'm going to leave you tonight with something from Parrish Smith, and a new release out called Light, Cruel, and Vain. We're going to hear the track called Crush the Muse. And this is a new release that just came out. And sorry. Sorry about that. Some microphone issues. We're going to hear the track called Light, Cruel, and Vain. And he's a longtime producer from Brentwood, New York, and a member of EPMD. And so thanks for tuning in. I'll be back next week with some more great music. This is Parrish Smith with a track called Light, Cruel, and Vain.
Bye. Start living. Start listening. From features through music to news, reflecting your views, this is CYVR.